This is Module 5, Prosperity Mindset and Perception. So when you want to be, do, or have something, do you prepare for what you want, worry about how you're going to receive what you want, or give in to that quiet, still, subconscious voice telling you, you can't have that? Or do you flip-flop around practicing all three? Well, prosperity comes down to our individual mindset and perception. A true prosperity mindset is believing that you are good enough. However, achieving the feeling of prosperity hinges on one thing: the level of vibration of the energy we're vibrating in the moment. Fully believing that you're good enough is a love vibration. The higher the level of love energy, the more blissful we feel within, and that feeling manifests to the external material reality. Now, when we're unhappy, we need to look at why we're unhappy. And it isn't because we're driving a 20-year-old car, or the car won't start, or we don't have a car. When we're happy within, the universe provides transportation when we need it or want it. Being unhappy doesn't have anything to do with the car. When we look, we'll learn that the core of our unhappiness stems from something we believe about ourselves that is not true. Our level of happiness rests on what we believe about ourselves. Do we believe we're deserving, worthy, and good enough to receive what we want and need? Good enough to live a happy life? Our level of happiness also rests on how we feel about ourselves, which translates to how much do we love ourselves. Did you know that you're only capable of receiving from others the same degree of love that you feel for yourself? Here's an example. If you don't really love yourself very much, and the person you're with loves you at the same level that you love yourself, and then you do the internal work and open your heart to loving yourself more deeply, you'll see your relationship with new, unfiltered eyes. And with new eyes, you suddenly see that the person you're with doesn't treat you very well. Nothing's changed. They still treat you the same, but you love yourself more. You've expanded your awareness, and now you see you're treated poorly. This gets confusing for your brain because your partner didn't change. You did. And they're confused because now you want more. You want to be treated with love and respect. And when they can't do that or won't do that, this is when a relationship has run its course and it's complete. And now it's time to move on. Now, being in a foundation of love energy and experiencing true happiness is more than the love sold in TV commercials. What seems like 100 years ago, when I first started working with my angels, I'd ask them, what's my purpose? And they always answered the same way, to love. And I'd always respond with, what the heck does that even mean? Because way back then, I knew it wasn't love in a Hallmark card. So what is it? Well, now I get it. We're born into our human body fearless, knowing without doubt that we're deserving, worthy, and good enough to be, do, and have everything that we dream of. We're covered in a film of love, as well as filled with a vibration of love and light. We actually glow love of heavenly realms. And then we begin to experience this physical world of duality. We experienced disappointment, shame, guilt, anger, frustration, overwhelm, anxiety, worry, situations and relationships that made us feel really bad about ourselves. And as a result, we took in and buried the pain of experiences that resulted in our believing that we're unworthy, undeserving, and not even good enough to be happy. And most of the time, all of this is happening at a subconscious level that we're not even aware of. All we know is we don't feel good about ourselves. We judge, criticize, and blame ourselves, and sometimes wallow in, "I just can't get it right," or "nothing ever works out for me," or even worse, "it's all just a feeling with no clear thought, and we can't grasp what's happening because it's a silent assault of negativity that's painful. And since we can't really grasp it, we don't know what it is. All we know is that it hurts. So we bury it instead of looking at it and seeing it for what it is, a lie. And it is a lie, because no matter who you are, where you live, no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You're worthy and good enough to receive and enjoy the things that you want, even when the world is in chaos around you. It's your birthright to live your version of heaven on earth, no matter what's going on around you. Now back to our purpose. Our purpose is to return to that state of love, knowing with every cell of our human body, every whisper of light, and every vibration that we are deserving, worthy, and good enough. No ego, no entitlement, no judgment. Just knowing. And when we exist in the highest vibration of love energy that humans can handle, we're confident that all our needs and wants are fulfilled. We're peaceful. We're peaceful within, blissful in love energy, manifesting the life experiences of peaceful bliss, happy experiences. And when my friend Barbara Mark died, her spirit came back and told me that the love of the angelic realm is more than the human mind can take in. Everything is fresh and pure and clean and love light. That's what the angels meant, to bring the love of the angelic realm back to our human body, bring our version of heaven to earth through our mindset and our perception by being love. Now, here's just a little example. When the angels tell us we're here to love, it isn't the love like, "I love oranges." It's the love of experiencing the orange. The nearest human words I can think of to convey this meaning is to be the vibration of gratitude. Now, in the first four modules, I shared with you insight and tools to support your journey to get back to being love energy. Let's look at where you are today. I'm going to ask four questions. They're included in your worksheet. But for now, just listen to the question. But if you want to capture your experience right away, pause the recording and use the worksheet. Okay, question number one. Do you believe you deserve and are good enough for a loving relationship? Question number two. Do you believe you deserve and are good enough to have money? Lots of money. You can put a dollar amount to this question and keep going up till you feel resistance energy and then explore why you feel that resistance energy. Question number three. Do you believe you deserve and are good enough to live a life with good health? And question number four. Do you believe you deserve and are good enough to have a job that you love with great benefits and pays you a lot of money? Now, if you operate your own business or want to, adjust the question accordingly. Now, did you feel resistance energy? If you did, follow the breadcrumbs to where that fear energy was birthed so you can see it for the lie that it is, and transform the energy to love. Now, when you overcome the resistance energy, you'll discover that when you set your intention to be, do, or have something you want, all you'll feel is the excited expectancy of getting what you want because you believe and know you will. So, what is a prosperity mindset? A prosperity mindset is believing that you're good enough to be, do, and have everything your heart dreams of. Believing with every cell of your being that you deserve to be happy in all areas of your life. It's simple. The experiences you create and live depend on your mindset. A fear-filled mindset creates a reality of fear, and resistance energy is fear. A prosperity mindset creates a life of prosperity and attracts prosperity miracles consistently. Existing in a prosperity mindset is when you think about something you want and your body responds with a full body yes, in total agreement that yes, you can have whatever it is that you want to be, do, or have. And the subconscious doesn't jump in there with, you can't have that. When you make the conscious choice to exist in a prosperity mindset instead of lack, this shift will challenge energy within you that's less than love, and you'll feel it as resistance energy, and you know what to do with it. Following those breadcrumbs of resistance energy that have sabotaged you in the past will set you free. Now, before we complete, I just want to say that no matter where your internal belief is, I know without any doubt that you are deserving, you are worthy, and you are good enough to be, do, and have what you want, no matter what it is. It's your birthright to live your version of heaven on earth today. So this completes our module 5. Now go to the worksheet.